Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thacks. And thank you so much for joining me in this new year, celebrating a great beginning, celebrating what God is going to do, celebrating expectation and how God is growing us and what He's going to do in our life that is more greater or more awesome than anything that we've ever experienced before, anything that we've ever seen before or ever done in our own personal lives or ministry. God is going to do something wonderful in us spiritually, naturally, in our relationships. And this is the year of great expectation and manifestation. We are so pleased to be with you again for another year of empowerment, another year of lifting up the name of Jesus and growing and helping and encouraging the saints of God. I have had a wonderful, wonderful holiday season, and I pray that you did too, and you're ready to start again and do some great things for the Lord. Last year, we were still in our series of unlikely places of blessings, and we're going back to that place again, and this time we're looking at the unlikely place of blessing dealing with leadership, how God would take an unlikely place in leadership in your life and develop you and make you and shape you, and He will prove you and refine you, and He will do it in circumstances and situations that you would never, ever expect. He will do it because He's God, and He will call you to be that person that He's going to use in this season and this time to do something great for Him. And you didn't ask for it. You were not searching for it. You didn't look for it. You were just in love with God, just doing what He told you to do, just wanting an intimate relationship with Him. And He started preparing you before you ever knew it to be that vessel that He called to do great things in the earth. So we're going to look again in Samuel and look at David and look at his life and see how God was preparing him for great things, how God was getting him ready for great things, how God was allowing him to move in a way that he never, ever imagined in his life, and he was going to do it for his glory. So we're going to go back again. We're going to look at, again, just a recap of what David went through and how he's at this place where he's getting ready to fight Goliath. For 40 days, we see that there was a battle, and this battle that was taking place was a battle where 40 in the natural means completion. Something's going on. God is completing something. So we were at a place where God was completing the reign of something for the pagan nation. It was their reign of terror, their reign of being an authority, their reign of using Goliath to subdue other nations. So that reign was ending. God had completed that. But also it was where God was getting ready to, it was the end of one king and the beginning of another king. And God was establishing David so that people would know him outside of where he lived at. See, David's authentication in his own home and his town had to be seen because they needed to see him as a shepherd. They needed to see him as a good man. They needed to see him as a fighter, as a warrior, a disciplined man. They needed to see him as one that was not afraid of what other people were afraid of because he killed a lion and a bear. So they needed to see him there. But when it came to outside of his country, outside of his little town, going into the nation, they did not know who he was. They knew of him, but they did not know who he was. So God had to reestablish something in their eyes so that they would see and know David, not just as a boy, but as a worshiper, as a leader, as a fighter, as a follower, as a disciplinary, as a man that was devout, as a man that loved God and was going to do what God said. So we see here that God was setting David up to establish him in that 40 days time to do something great. Now, Saul promised, David comes up, his brothers, he's doing what his father said, his brothers are there and they are basically getting on him because he's inquiring about what's going to be done about this uncircumcised Philistine who is talking about the God of Israel and the God of Israel's people. And so David understood that they were in covenant with God. And because they were in covenant with God, God was obligated to not only defend them and defeat their enemies, but be with them. And Israel had forgotten about the history that God had with them. They had forgotten about how God had defeated their enemies, their forefathers, how God was with them, how God brought them through, how God wouldn't allow the enemy to destroy them, that every nation that rose up against them, God made sure that that nation would not win over them as long as they stayed in the will of God. So they had forgotten all about that. They had forgotten about the promise of God, and they had forgotten about all the things that God had done prior to this one time, this one season of this 40 days. David is the reminder. He is the reminder of the people to let them know, be encouraged, God is with you. Be encouraged, God is not going to let you fail. Be encouraged, God is not going to let the enemy defeat you. And you have to understand that. No matter what you've gone through before, go back and pull up the memorial of what you have and what you know about God when you're facing your Goliath, when you're facing something that looks and seems impossible, when you don't know where the way is going to come and how it's going to come, when you don't know how the door is going to open, when you don't see how it's going to work out in your favor, how God is going to change it, go back and get everything you know about what God has done, what God has performed, not only in your life, but in the life of his people in the Bible. Go back and get that, because he's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He cannot lie and he cannot fail. So whatever he's told you, promised you, he is the same God that was back with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The same God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The same God of David. The same God of the apostles. The same God of Israel. And the same God for you. He will do exactly what he said. Hope thou in God. Don't be discouraged by what's going on. Hope in what you know he will do. Hope in the word that he's spoken concerning you. Hope in the promise that he has given you, and know that it will surely come to pass. God will not fail you, that he's just setting you up. He's doing a change of guard. He's completing something, putting an end to something, but starting something brand new in your life. David gets here, and he understands that his brothers are not for him, but he knew that it was not about them. It was not about how they felt about him or their opinion about him. It was about the God whom he served and the God that he had confidence in. Sometimes God will let you be the only voice that is speaking and encouraging other people, or standing in the gap, or praying and decreeing and declaring his will when everybody else around you is fearful. All of the men in Israel, except for David, were fearful of Goliath. Even Saul, who was taller than the men there, he was fearful of this man. But God would not allow his promise to go down. David goes in and he assures them that God, the same God that delivered him from the bear and the lion, is the same God that's going to deliver him from Goliath. So God has a plan that is greater than anything else in your life, and you must understand that. You cannot run away from the fight because the thing is towering down over you. You've got to stay there and see the salvation of the Lord in the land of the living. You've got to know that you're in covenant with God, and God is not going to fail you. You have a promise-keeping God, a covenant-keeping God, and that same God is going to help you win. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Like the Prophet of Bear. I pray that you have an encouraged, blessed day, and that you go on and you see that God is going to help you win over every enemy. Be blessed, and we'll be back next week to do the same thing. Encourage you in the Lord. Encourage you in your faith, and know that God is still on the throne, and you are a winner and an overcomer in Jesus' name.